The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
I'd invite you today, if you would please, to take your Bibles if you have them there with you, and let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 14. In the book of Numbers, chapter 14, let me direct your attention, let's start in chapter number 13, and let me direct your attention down to verse number 26. In verse number 26 of Numbers, chapter 13, the Bible records, "And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land." Now watch verse 27. "And they told him and said, We came unto the land where thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it." But watch verse 28. "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." In these verses, we are reminded of a great story from the Old Testament about when Moses and the children of Israel came to Kadesh Barnea the first time. And we know how they sent the spies in and how the spies came back. We've sung that song since we were in Sunday school, that 12 men went to spy on Canaan, and 10 were bad and 2 were good. Those 10 spies brought back an evil report. And they said, "The land is a wonderful place, but we can't take it. We can't overcome it." After that report was given, the Bible records for us in chapter 14 of this book of Numbers what began to transpire in the lives of the people. And I'd like to talk with you just for a few moments today on the subject of so close, but so far away. Would you think with me in verse number 1 what the Bible tells us about the reaction of the people after they found out the report that was given to them? The Bible says in verse number 1 of chapter 14, "And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night." That evening, that very first night, after they received the report of what the land of Canaan was like, the people said that they wept throughout the evening. All the men, all the women, all the children, their emotions got the best of them. When that happens, you realize that when we allow our emotions to get the best of us, then we no longer listen to reason or to scriptural truth. Here in chapter number 14 and verse number 6, the Bible tells us how that Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, "This land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us unto this land, and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey." But watch verse number 9. He says, "Only rebel not ye against the Lord." But the very first phrase in verse 10 says this, "But all the congregation bade stone them with stones." When emotion begins to overtake us, our reasoning, our scriptural perception is taken away from us. We know that when we find ourselves in a place of fear, place of disappointment, place of anger, maybe homesickness, maybe sorrow, whatever it might be, when our emotions take control, human reasoning and smart thinking goes out the window. Can I just say something to you today, young people? Be very careful that you never make life-altering decisions in a highly emotional moment. Because every time that we do, we normally end up making a mistake. But let me give you a second thing to think about. Not only did we find in verse number 1 that they spent the night in weeping, but second of all, in verse number 2, the Bible reminds us that they rebelled against their spiritual leaders. Look at verse number 2. The Bible says, "And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron." Now remember, these are the men that had led them out of Egypt. These were the men that were there the night that the blood was put over the doorpost. These were the men that were there when they crossed over the Red Sea. These were the men that were there when they came up to Kadesh Barnea the first time, that led them as they went through the wilderness. These were the men that God had used in their lives. But now all of a sudden, because of their fear, because their emotions have overcome them, even their own spiritual leaders, they begin to question. They begin to doubt the direction that they were giving them. Understand, you know and I know that we ought to follow spiritual leaders as they follow the Lord, as they trust in God. And when our spiritual leaders are truly walking with God, and when they are giving us counsel from the Word of God, we ought to be very, very careful about blowing right past that. I've talked with train engineers before that have said that one of the most frightful things they see It's when you're coming up on a crossing out somewhere in the country, and there's nothing but the wooden barriers there to keep cars from crossing over. And they said sometimes you'll see a car coming from a distance, and you can tell from the way it's coming, it's not going to stop at the barrier. It's going to try to beat the train. It's going to try to go around the barriers and get through. And the engineers have said, what a frightful thing that is, and what a dangerous thing it is. Can I just remind you, young people, to blow right past the barriers that God puts in our life is a very dangerous thing. May God help you and I to be conscious of those who care for us, who are our spiritual leaders, and the counsel that they give us. But then, in the last part of verse number 2 and in verse number 3, would you notice a third thing? The Bible also teaches us that they wish they would have never tried. The Bible says in the last part of verse number 2, "And the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, and our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return to Egypt?" When fear and doubt begin to overcome us, when we no longer listen to spiritual reason and spiritual counsel, it's so easy to become angry for ever letting ourselves be talked into it. I think that's what Israel was feeling at this time. They were thinking, why do we ever let ourselves be talked into this? We should have stayed where we were. They were conveniently forgetting what the land of Egypt had been like. They were conveniently forgetting all that had been left behind, the wickedness and the ungodliness and the hardships that had been left behind. In verse number 27 of chapter 13, in talking about the land, they called it the land whither thou sentest us. They didn't even refer to it as the land of promise. It was the land where you sent us to. Some of you are wishing right now that you would have never tried to accomplish anything for God. Maybe you're wishing you never went off to college. Maybe you're wishing you never would have stepped out on faith, because things have not worked out the way that you thought they would. And as a result, we begin to blame those that we feel like perhaps talked us into it, those that cared for us, those that helped us. Oh, may God help us today to realize that when we begin to question the calling of God in our life, oftentimes the reason is because, again, we've let emotion overcome us. We've ignored our spiritual leaders. We have not given consideration how that God is at work. In verse number 4, the Bible shows us how that they devised their own plan. In verse number 4, it says, they said one to another, "Let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt." They came up with an alternate plan to what God had for them. They started out to do the will of God, but hardship came, difficulty came, disappointment came. And now all of a sudden they're trying to alter that by coming up with a different plan. Some of you are doing the same thing. Some of you have already decided you're not going to come back to college. Some of you have already decided that, well, I'm going to go to a junior college close by. I'm going to go to the military. I'm going to get married. And by the way, there's absolutely nothing wrong with any of those things if that's what the will of God for your life is. But if you're letting that decision be made because of the fact that you have been overcome with emotion and fear and doubt about what's going on, then you're getting ready to make a big, big mistake. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, the Bible reminds us, "Trust the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and the result is He'll direct your paths." We find in chapter 14 near the end that the result of all this was that they lost what could have been their inheritance. Verse number 22 records for us, "Because all these men," this is God speaking, "because all these men which have seen my glory in my miracles which I did in Egypt, in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers." They lost what could have been there. Did you notice what he said? He said in verse number 22, "They have seen my glory." They had seen God work. They knew God was real. They knew God had provided for them in the past. But now all of a sudden, they begin to doubt whether God still cares for them. Young people, listen to me today as we close this message out. God has great things for us. But we have to be careful that we do not let fear and our emotions overcome us and cause us to start making decisions that are not in line with the will of God and the Word of God. But if we do, we forget who God is. We forget what He's done in the past. The same God that cared for us in the past is the same God that will see us through the future. Israel was worried about the giants in the land. God was bigger than the giants. And by the way, God is bigger than the giants in your life. Let's pray together.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.